Let's sing the first song in our hymn books, O Worship the King, number one.
Our Maker, Defender,
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus, our King. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Gerda, do you still sing that song, Come Let Us Sing Praise to Our King, to the tune of Oh That Will Be Glory for Me? When I was in Taiwan, they sang that. It was so thrilling to hear them sing. At least they gave me an English book that said this song. Maybe they were singing something else. But it said, Come Let Us Sing Praise to Our King. Jesus our King. Jesus our King. This is our song. This is our song who to Jesus belong. Glory to Jesus our King. That was it, I believe. Come let us sing praise to our King, Jesus our King, Jesus our King. This is our song who to Jesus belong. Glory to Jesus, to Jesus our King. Does that match with what you sing? Oh, once more. Come let us sing praise to our King, Jesus our King, Jesus our King. Song who to Jesus belong. Glory to Jesus our King. It's great to be together, worshiping the Lord and seeking the Lord. I'm very happy. And God is working in us. All summer He's been blessing us, speaking to our hearts, drawing us, helping us. You know, tonight when I came in, I just tell you something about what God is doing for us. On the pulpit here, there were some papers that reminded me of a dear brother, my brother Bowers, one of our pastors, who's gone to be with the Lord a number of years ago. But he had a green thumb, and he loved to do his gardening, and he had a little story that he told us, and this picture here reminded me of that story. These hothouse tomatoes reminded me of Brother Bauer's story, how he told us that he saw some beautiful tomatoes in a catalog. They were tomato plants, and then the tomatoes were so beautiful, so luscious, that he ordered them. And he planted them in his yard. And he expected to see what he had seen in the catalog. And it was a sorry sight compared to the picture. And so he told us in one of his sermons how he took the catalog out to the plant. And he held it next to the plant and said, see, take a look. This is what you're supposed to be like. This is what you're supposed to look like. And of course, we don't have to make the application, you know. He took his Bible then and showed what we're supposed to be like. And sometimes there's a little discrepancy, but what do they say? God isn't finished with us yet. And or maybe there's a large discrepancy. But God is working, and it's such a wonderful thing to open your heart to His working, the power of His word, that conviction and that cutting and that life and that change that He brings to us. And when we spend time in His presence waiting before Him, and we just open our hearts, we bow humbly before Him, He is after changing us. It says there that we look to Him and He changes us. By the Spirit of the Lord, we're changed into the same image. We're changed from glory to glory as we behold the Lord. It's such a precious thing. We see Him in His Word, and we look into His face. And how can it be but that? How can it be otherwise than that He changes us, that He works in us as we give Him our hearts, our wills, and our time, and this opportunity. It's really His opportunity when we come together like this to seek His face. It's His opportunity to meet with us and to do His gracious work in us, to make us what He wants us to be, that we might be a blessing, that we might be pleasing to Him, we might grow up into Him in all things, and we can be at least coming closer to the picture, approximating what it's supposed to be. Praise the Lord. So God has been working in us. Sister Gerda, will you please choose a song for us to sing? Thank you. You drew a blank?
No, I don't have a blank. It's Joy Unspeakable.
You like that. So do we all. Let's turn in our hymn books to 446. 446. Here's a great testimony. Let's let it ring. Come, let's stand and sing. never yet been told. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.